Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join our kids pastor, Rhonda McMahon, for an encouraging message.
Thank you for joining us today on the weekday podcast. What a privilege and honor we have to share and talk about the Word of God. I may be in a small group of ladies that doesn't own a lot of real jewelry. Don't get me wrong, I love big earrings, bracelets, and necklaces, but all from cute little boutiques and reasonable prices that if I lost one, it's all good. In fact, I have one piece of solid gold jewelry, my college ring. Now, my parents worked very hard to purchase it for me, and today, almost 20 years later, it sits in a box, tucked away in a drawer at home. I remember wearing it with pride when I first got it, but now I have forgotten about it, and even though it was bought with my love and my parents' love, I don't wear it anymore. When I was 16, my grandma, who turns 95 next week, happy birthday, Grandma, gave me some of her small diamonds to turn into a pair of earrings. They were beautiful. And yes, I lost them. How does that happen? The ring and earrings were very important and sentimental to me, but I lost one and have forgotten about another. Solomon writes about something in the book of Proverbs that is worth more than gold, silver, or diamonds, and it's free and available for each one of us today. Listen to Proverbs 3, 13 through 20. Happy is a man who finds wisdom and who acquires understanding. For she is more profitable than silver, and her revenue is better than gold. She is more precious than jewels. Nothing you desire can equal her. Long life is in her right hand, in her left, riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant, and all her paths peaceful. She is a tree of life to those who embrace her, and those who hold on to her are happy. Did you see the benefits of finding wisdom? Nothing equals wisdom. It's unmatched. A long life, one that honors God. Riches and honor, not necessarily monetary riches, but blessings and honor as Christ is honored by your life through obedience. Pleasant ways, peaceful paths, happiness, life. Wonderful benefits of finding wisdom. Well, you might say, Rhonda, how do I find wisdom? I'm glad you asked. James 1:5 in the New Testament reminds us, now if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, and will give it to you. Ask God for it. He will give it to you. Another translation states it this way, He gives lavishly and never scolds you for asking. If wisdom is better than gold, more profitable than silver, is promised to give us happiness and long life, make our paths peaceful and our ways pleasant, and God will not scold us for asking for it, but will give it generously, why not ask for it today? Maybe you have a big decision you need to make this week or a situation in your life that you don't know what to do. Ask God for wisdom. He is wisdom, and He promises to give it to us if we ask. Because God is wisdom, there is an endless supply for us today. He welcomes our asking.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day!